The dark new comedy, The Banshees of Inisherin, doesn't have any banshees. What it does have are actors Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson. And critic Bob Mondello says when they're working with filmmaker Martin McDonagh, they are plenty.
A patchwork quilt of lush green farms, Inisherin is a rocky island just off the coast of Ireland where everyone knows everyone, and Páirc and Colm have long seemed inseparable until...
Colm's sonny Larry. Didn't you and he used to be the best of friends?
We're still the best of friends.
No, you're not.
Who says we're not?
Colm does when Páirc catches him at the pub.
Sit somewhere else.
But I have my pint there, Colm.
He has his pint there, Colm, from when he came in and ordered his pint before.
Well, okay. I'll sit somewhere else.
Even having been warned, Páirc is blindsided, but as played by an ever-optimistic Colin Farrell, he does the sensible thing, follows Brendan Gleeson's Colm outside, determined to make peace.
If I've done something to you, just tell me what I've done to you. And if I said something to you, maybe I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it, but I don't think I said something when I was drunk and I've forgotten it. But if I did, then tell me what it was, and I'll say sorry for that too, Colm.
But you didn't say anything to me. And you didn't do anything to me.
Well, that's what I was thinking, like.
I just don't like you no more.
You liked me yesterday.
The wounded look that comes into Farrell's eyes, you'd think would melt the stoniest heart, but Colm is unmoved, much to the astonishment of the pub regulars, from young Dominic.
Why does he not want to be friends with you no more? Why is he 12?
To the parish priest.
Why aren't you talking to Páirc no more?
That wouldn't be a sin, though, would it, Father?
No, but it's not very nice either, is it?
Colm isn't buying.
Do you know who we remember for how nice they was in the 17th century?
Who?
Absolutely no one. Yeah, we all remember the music of the time. Everyone to a man knows Mozart's name.
I don't, so there goes that theory.
Páirc again. These guys really don't have a lot in common. Colm artistically inclined, Páirc sweet-natured, but not remotely curious about anything except his equally sweet-natured donkey. Writer-director Martin McDonagh could keep the odd couple shtick going indefinitely, but as in Bruges, with these same actors as hitmen, or his caustic take on small-town America, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, McDonagh's using comedy to get at something darker.
If you don't stop bothering me, I have a set of shears at home, and each time you bother me from this day on, I'll take those shears and I'll take one of my fingers off with them, and I'll give that finger to you until I have no fingers left. Does this make things clearer to you?
Not really, no.
Starting from now.
In a McDonagh story, that sort of threat's never idle, nor are the furies that fuel it. The Banshees of Inisherin is probably the closest of McDonagh's films to the scalding stage work that made his reputation. But more than his writing and sharp direction, it's the performances that register. Carrie Condon, commonsensical as Páirc's protective sister.
You can't just all of a sudden stop being friends with a fella.
Barry Keoghan's endearingly dim bulb.
Would you not want him to have to do the one finger to see if he was bluffing, like?
No, we wouldn't.
Because worse comes to worse, he can still play the fiddle with four fingers, I bet ya.
And the two leads, seeming to have just stepped out of a Samuel Beckett play, friendship unraveling as they're waiting for Godot, or something just as elusive. Gleeson, a hard-headed giant, Farrell, eyes brimming, at once hopeful and anguished, twinned pals, you'll empathize with both, in a tale of buddies that plays like a blood feud. The Banshees of Inisherin, if they actually existed, would be shrieking at and for this mythic, funny, haunting pair. I'm Bob Mondello.